The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 30, Raising the Dead. On three recorded occasions during his ministry, Jesus brought dead or apparently dead people back to life. Approaching the town of Nain in Galilee, he came across the funeral procession of a young man, the only son of a widowed mother. Filled with compassion for her, Jesus laid his hand on the bier and halted the procession. Then he said, "Young man, get up." To the astonishment of the crowd, the man sat up and began to speak. Jesus restored him to his mother. On another occasion, he was approached by the president of a local synagogue, a man called Jairus. He asked him to come and lay hands on his 12-year-old daughter, who was at death's door. Jesus consented, but on the way, messengers came to tell him that the girl had died. Nonetheless, Jesus continued to the house and rebuked the mourners, telling them the girl was only asleep. They laughed at him, but he went into the house where the girl lay, took her hand, and told her to get up. She rose at once, and Jesus told her parents to give her a meal. Some close friends of Jesus, Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary, lived in the village of Bethany near Jerusalem. One day he received an urgent message from the two women to say that Lazarus was very ill. But he did not set out towards Bethany until 2 days later. By the time he and his disciples reached the village, Lazarus had been buried for 4 days. First Martha and then Mary met Jesus and claimed that, had he been there, Lazarus would not have died. Jesus responded to Martha by saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone believing in me will live, even after dying." Then, deeply moved by the sister's distress, he asked to be taken to the tomb. He ordered the removal of the stone covering its entrance, prayed briefly, and cried, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man emerged, still wrapped in his grave clothes. Jesus commanded, "Free him and let him go." This miracle caused a major sensation. When they heard of it, the Jewish leadership feared that Jesus would soon attract mass support and impel the Roman occupiers into a violent reaction. The high priest Caiaphas said, "It is in our interest that one man should die, rather than that the nation should be destroyed." And from then on, the leadership plotted his death. This was taken from the Gospels of Luke, Mark, and John.